This sermonette is on a word. It is a word. It is a word that can cause war, divide nations, encourage infighting between brethren, especially if we're not careful. This word divides churches. If you allow it, it will change your life. The word is reform. For the Catholics of the 16th century, it was a very dangerous word. Come back with me in history 494 years to the year 1517. Martin Luther was just publishing his 95 thesis on the power and efficacy of the indulgence. It was the beginning of the Reformation, or the Protestant Revolt. John Calvin and other early Protestants were stirring up a hornet's nest by telling the Catholics that they had false doctrine and ecclesiastic malpractices, one being the buying of offices. It created all kinds of havoc, to say the least. This Reformation brought with it war. The wars did not stop until 1648 with the Treaty of Westphalia, 131 years later. So, what does the word reform have to do with united and the people in this church? Turn with me to Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. This is going to be the brunt of the sermonette. I have a bunch of references throughout my sermonette that I didn't want to bring in because it would just lengthen the sermonette. What I did is I took a copy of my sermonette and I put two copies over on the information table. So if you want to look through some of the references I made, other than what I'm doing, Acts 3, verse 19, you can go ahead and take a chance to look over there. I'm going to read from the 1912 Westmouth New Testament translation. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 says, "Repent, therefore, and reform your lives, so that the record of your sins may be canceled, that there may come seasons of revival from the Lord." God tells us to repent, to turn from our sins and become a new man. When we do this, we are reforming. Let's define the word reform. To reform means to improve something by removing fault, to change and improve something by correcting faults, removing inconsistencies and abuse. It also means getting rid of unacceptable habits, to adopt a more acceptable way of life and mode of behavior. Have you ever read through the scriptures and found something that doesn't jive with what you've been taught? Something that just does not make sense? I'm guessing that for some of you, this is true, because you are here. Some of you, from birth, have been attending a church of God, following God's truth. The rest of us have come from a diverse background, mixed religions, mainstream Christian religions, or no religions at all. You read something or listened to someone speak that made you want to reform. So, how do we adapt a more acceptable way of life, a life that is constantly changing and constantly improving? First, we need to hear what is being taught. If we are not hearing what is being taught, how can we judge it? How can we examine it against the scriptures? Next, we need to, you guessed it, we need to examine it in light of the scriptures. First you take the scriptures that the speaker uses and check to make certain we do not use them out of context. Then you look to see if it violates any of God's principles, seeing if it is consistent throughout the entire word. If it does not violate any of God's principles and it matches scripture, then we implement it in our lives. Next, we need to be asking questions. As we listen to a speaker or someone teaching us, we are supposed to be examining the words and match them to the Scripture. And if they don't match, we need to be asking why. Ask the person who made the conflicting statement. They might not like you for questioning them, but if the speaker is a true servant of God, they won't have any problem with the question. Up here at the podium, we will, from time to time, have a slip of words and put our tongues ahead of our thoughts. We are not perfect. Please do not be afraid to ask questions. Also, have you read something and brushed it off because it doesn't match what you were taught? Or worse yet, have you brought something to a minister and have him brush it off because it wasn't what the church's doctrine was? We need to make sure that we are in obedience to God's doctrines. We have to be careful that our man-made traditions do not get in the way of God's will and His ways. Not one person will stand before God and say, "I didn't do it your way because my minister said I didn't have to." God will not accept that answer. So, what is the point? We need to be constantly reforming so as to go on to perfection and not become complacent towards God. How? We need to be like the Bereans. We need to be examining the Scriptures that are being taught to us by challenging ourselves in Bible studies. We need to be iron sharpening iron by asking questions. If we don't know the answer or agree, we need to make sure we fully understand what's being taught. God has given those in His church much wisdom and knowledge. But we must be careful not to become like the Laodiceans, arrogant and prideful. God tells us to go on to perfection, so we must always be reforming. There is always more to learn. We should never let down our guards, believing that we know it all. We need to be like the Bereans, the noble Bereans, in Thessalonica, who in Acts chapter 17, 11, examined the Scriptures daily, checking to see if the things that Paul taught were true. My basis was Acts chapter 3, verse 19. I hope that we may be found not afraid to reform, but living our lives in accordance with what it is said in Acts 3, verse 19. Repent, therefore, and reform your lives, so that the record of your sins may be canceled, that there may come a season of revival for the Lord.